Welcome into the Irish NFL show, Instant Reaction. We are 24 hours out from the full schedule but released. We are getting nuggets of information on particular games over the course of week one. Delighted to have Noel down with me, and we're going to quickly discuss the news which has emerged in the last half an hour that Aaron Rodgers' first game back as a Jet next season will be essentially the same as last year. It will be Monday Night Football on the road against arguably the most difficult games you could look for on a weekend schedule, which is the San Francisco 49ers, the NFC champions. Now, I suppose they're running it back. It was week one last year against the Bills when he got the injury. Let's put Aaron Rodgers back on the main screen in week one. They're on the road to Santa Clara. It will be great to see him back as a fan of Aaron Rodgers, but what a test, what a hard game to give the Jets in week one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, it's a fascinating game from both sides, because obviously you have the Super Bowl runner-up who are coming back in. So, you know, you want to see, you know, can they continue from last year and keep going and maybe look to push one step here. Obviously, they're a fantastic team to watch. They're an exciting team to watch. And then, as you mentioned, you flip to the opposite side and we have the whole Aaron Rodgers question. You know, obviously week one early last year, he goes down injured with such a bad injury that takes him out of the season. I mean, he's one of those players that, look, whether you like the Packers or not, whether you like Rodgers or not, he's a player you wanted to watch. He is a fantastic quarterback and an exciting player. So, I mean, the interest will be there now. How will the 49ers handle that loss at the Super Bowl? And how will Aaron Rodgers look coming back from such a devastating injury? You know, in his later on years now, I won't be too unkind with his age, but you know what I mean? It gets harder as you get older to come back from these injuries. And this was a bad one. So just those elements coming together is fascinating to watch. And look, it's Monday Night Football. Everyone will be tuned in anyway, and this just gives it a little bit of extra spice.
Yeah, let's not forget Aaron Rodgers, who, has a bit of a love affair for the 49ers. He's Cali-based, and there was obviously a few conversations as to whether he'd ever find his way back to play for the Niners. And we think back to the draft, and Alex Smith was selected, and he sat there waiting notably for the Packers to pick him. But he's not going to play on turf. It's going to be on proper grass field. Maybe that's to be a relief from his opening game back after all the conversation around playing on particular turf for MetLife and the injuries. The Jets team are an intriguing one because essentially the owner, Woody Johnson, said at the end of the season, we're going to run it back. We feel that it was a season that was left behind because of the nature of Aaron Rodgers' injury. And he openly admitted at the end of the season he didn't really have a proper backup despite Robert Saleh during the season suggesting that Zach Wilson was the answer. Obviously, he's moved on to pastures new in Denver. And they've done some nice things in the offseason. I know Mike Williams come in wide receiver and people will question whether he's a wide receiver can stay fit throughout the course of the season. He had his injury concerns with the Chargers. They've bumped up the offensive line. Essentially, they're trying to do their utmost to make sure that this team can be challenging. And bearing in mind where the Bills are, you know, with players leaving, Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs being traded, people will suggest that this is a year in which the Jets can really capitalize. And are they a team that you look on right now and say, I expect them, if Aaron Rodgers stay fully fit, to be really challenging? And is this really a true metric of where they're at in terms of week one going in against the 49ers? Sometimes you get a team on the right night at the opening on the season when they're a bit sluggish to get going. Maybe the Jets will fancy themselves going into Santa Clara.
Yeah, look, week one can be a bit of a coin toss because, as you say, teams are just coming back. They'll have a lot of new players if they've been active in free agency, you know, draft players coming in. So week one isn't always a true kind of picture of how a team will be going forward. Jets made a lot of moves last year, big moves. That Aaron Rodgers one obviously being the big, big move that they really hoped would push them over the top. So I think they will be looking to do that this year. It's like it was kind of put on hold last year. It's coming to this season, and they'll probably look now to do what they were looking to do last season. Mike Williams obviously coming back from an injury also, but if he can come back and look good, he is a good player. You mentioned the offensive line. They have really bulked it up in free agency and in the draft. So they're obviously looking at that quarterback and thinking, right, we really need to make sure, we don't know how he'll be coming back, but or that he is protected, and we give him obviously that option then, you know, as an outlet in Mike Williams to go with the players they've already got there. So yeah, look, it's going to be hard. I mean, I wouldn't put any stock in whatever way week one goes, but still, as you mentioned, the Jets will look at it and think, well, look at last season, look what happened to the Chiefs on the opening day. You know, it's them, and it's unexpected, and you know, you can just, as you mentioned, catch a team on the hop on week one. And if they were to get that win, that could really then, you know, help them go into week two with a bounce, you know, that kind of way, and have their spirits up. So, look, anything can happen week one. And the Jets certainly have the players to cause the 49ers issues. And if the 49ers don't start strong, Aaron Rodgers is over that injury and is even partly what he has been in the past. You know, they could spring a bit of an upset. And then who knows how, you know, how things go from there.
49ers have done some nice business in the offseason, but nothing marquee. I guess that recognises acknowledgement to the team which Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch to put together, that they don't need to be going out and getting these household names in, that they've fine-tuned the team. Potential Super Bowl hangover is obviously a conversation we had. We've seen it over the course of the years, and maybe this is a kind of a game that they may not be too kind on in terms of they wouldn't have liked something a little bit more easier. But again, the Niners will still go into this game, I'd imagine, as heavy favourites and expected to hit the season running. You touched on the Chiefs and how they started the season last year. Before we close out this one, we did get another nugget of information. That was actually for week two. That's the Bengals going on the road into KC. So the Chiefs are going to start. We touched on it yesterday, myself and Shane. Difficult start to the season. Home opener against the Ravens. AFC North clash. And then they got another AFC North team coming in week two. Two home games back-to-back against the Bengals. I mean, if the Chiefs were to get 2-0 and get past these two teams earlier on in the season, it kind of marks everyone's card within the AFC. But if it goes the other way and they were to come out the wrong side of two losses, 0-2, looking up a steep, you'd probably argue that the AFC West isn't strong enough for someone to take advantage. But two enticing games for us to get stuck into, especially for the Chiefs at the start of the season.
Yeah, look, it's great to see the Super Bowl champions starting off with two tough games. You know, that for a neutral viewer, it's great games to watch. I mean, they'll be happy, obviously, that they're both at home to start off. That could help them kind of get a bit of a jump up. But then on the opposite end, they're two really, really tough games. And as you say, if they go the opposite way, does that then have a knock-on effect going forward? Look, we've seen with Chiefs too. Even if they do have a bit of adversity, they have the head coach, the quarterback, and the tight end, and obviously Chris Jones to, you know, though that kind of core will really help that team move forward. And look, who knows? They'll go into these games favourites, but if they get to two wins, it's great. If they don't, it could be a bit of a slight knock to them, but then this team, you wouldn't bet against them to pull it back quickly. But again, fascinating games, and I think they're a great start to the NFL season for fans like us just to be prepared to kick off the season with.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few games in which we discussed. Obviously, the full schedule comes out tomorrow night. We've got the international games being announced at midday tomorrow Irish time, and then we are going to be back with a live show on Thursday night, kind of working our way through some of the key games for the season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and obviously the week one scheduler games. No, for now, thanks very much. Looking forward to discussing the schedule in more detail with you throughout the course of the week.
Absolutely, Brian. Sure, yeah, can't wait for it. It's getting to that time now where we start seeing the games that are coming and it starts to feel a little more real. So I can't wait to dive in and to actually get the fixtures in front of us so we can go through each game, which, look, it's a great time.
Absolutely. Start making our selections on paper as opposed to what's on the field. Looking forward to it.
That's it.